Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Raheem. This is January 8th, 2022. Welcome to the show. We're going to play our national anthem. Just sit back and enjoy.
I'm
As usual, we're going to start off with love. Today's topic is how do we stop the madness? Boy, is it mad out there, I'm telling you. Well, one way we can stop it if we learn how to love each other. Now, they're teaching obsessionism as love. That's not love, okay? Love is the act to make up a character. If we get into that mode of practice, it would change the entire planet. What I'm saying, they have a saying, treat others the way you want them to treat you. Well, some people hate themselves so much that I wouldn't want them to treat me the way they treat themselves. I mean, the things they do to themselves is just madness. It's crazy, you know? The drinking, the getting high, the abuse of the body, the irrational eating habits. I mean, everything that they're doing to themselves is like pure madness, you know what I mean? And I sure wouldn't want them to treat me the way they treat themselves. So we have to think about that again. But what I say, treat you the way Jesus treated you, okay? And then you'll be better off, okay? find one of those holy characters and whatever spiritual attachment you've attached yourself to, find yourself one of them holy gods, one of them spiritual gods that they're patterned their religion after, or they made up a religion and put the God's name on it. Find one of those guys. Find out their original teachings, and you'll learn a little bit more how to treat yourselves, you know? I'll name a couple of names. We got Jesus. We got Muhammad. We got Buddha, okay? We have a Krishna. You know, just a few names. I just threw a few names out there. We got Madame Blavatsky. I like some of her teachings, so there's a lot of good teachings out there, a lot of good people out there that have been bringing you things like the teachings of the Masters of Christ. They laid out a very good idea of how to treat each other, you know, and the Bhagavad Gita, you know. I mean, there's quite a few books out there where you can learn how to treat each other, okay? So that we won't be going through this mind-loving phase that we're going through, okay? We're obsessed with this, we're obsessed with that, we get obsessed with eating, obsessed with another person, we're making a person miserable, a person trying to get away from you, you're stalking them, because you're obsessed, something about them has obsessed you, and you think that's love. It's not love. You being around a person that's not making them feel good, then hey, you know what I mean? I'll move on or change the nature of the relationship, all right? If they don't want you to be an intimate a partner, then just become a friend. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, if you like the person, if the person's vibrational frequency, if something that hits you in a certain way, you say, well, I didn't talk that love at first sight. See, there's some of the madness that they're throwing at you out there, and so you don't really understand what the world is going on, you know? You don't understand who's who, who's on first, what's on third. I'm giving my age, it's old Abbott and Costello joke. But look, just think about it for a minute. It's all about thought process, okay? If your thought process, if you're in a relationship, and everything that you're doing is designed to make the other person feel good, what could go wrong? And if their thought process, everything they're doing is designed to make you feel good, what can go wrong? You'll be in a feel-good relationship. If you're in a group and everything is designed to make the people in the group feel good, and everybody in the group is designed to do things that make each other feel good or to make the people in the group feel good, you'd have a good group. Now, you can't, if you're in a group where they're talking about things that don't make other people that's not in the group feel good, trust me, you're in the wrong group, all right? This is where the madness is coming from. One thing that we have to do, we have to learn how to love each other. It shouldn't be, oh, I'm in love with so-and-so, so-and-so. No. See, that means that person has the wrong thought process. I would like to love them every day for the rest of my life. that's just a thought process. What I'm saying, when I say love, we ain't talking about sex. You know what I mean? Sometimes I want to love you. You talking about I want to throw you in the bed and bang. No, that's not what we're talking about. I want to, when I say I want to love you every day for the rest of my life, right? I want to do things to make you feel good for the rest of my life. I'm not just talking about physically, I'm talking about mentally as well. Because there's a mental aspect to the love thing, you know, and we have to deal with that. Most of us are dealing with the physical stimuli. Oh, she's so cute. He's so handsome. Oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? And, you know, you run into one of the most evil people on the planet because they're handsome or cute, you know? They don't know anything about you. Don't care about you or nobody else. Only care about themselves. I mean, it just gets crazy out there after a while. And if we're going to get out of this situation that we're in, this is 2022, and we're still going through just the same problems that we've been going through for the last 200 years. One thing that we have to realize is that there's critical race teaching going on all over the place, and that's part of the problem, okay? People are not getting the recognition for the things that they're doing. Groups, color groups, brown, red, yellow, white. Each group has made definite contributions to the growth of the planet. And they're not getting it because of the critical race teaching that's going on. I'm going to mention it as more than one. Because the children have figured it out. They call it critical race theory. It's not a theory. They're teaching it every day. For the last 200 years, that's what we've been under, the type of teaching. And that type of thought process has to go away, right? If a person does something that you like, does something that makes you feel good, then give them the recognition for it. If somebody had made something or done some things, give them the recognition for it. See, that's loving. Now you're loving people. Now you're loving each other, okay? And when they do things that make you feel good, let them know, yo, that was really nice of you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, let them know so that they can keep doing it. Somebody do something for you and you don't acknowledge what they've done, you know, why would they keep doing it? And the next thing you know, they're doing things that don't make you feel good. Now, you talk about that. I don't think, man, I hate that. Well, okay. But when they do things that you do like, please let them know, you know, give them the recognition for what they're doing. They're trying, they're reaching out to you, trying to do some things to make you feel good. And that's what it's all about, all right? If you're in a country, what can you do for the country to make the country feel good? See what I'm saying? Especially if you're in a democracy, you know, this thing goes all the way through the whole your whole lifespan as to from day one to the time for you to take a dirt nap, you know? If you're part of a country, part of a group, whatever you're part of, I'm in the United States. Now, there's two systems here, United States of America and the United States. All right, we're functioning through both of them. As the United States of American citizen, okay, you have the right to vote. That means that you have some access to push the government in the right direction, right? If you have senators and congressmen and aldermen and mayors and all that that's not doing things to make others feel good, kick them out of office. Fire them and put somebody in there that knows how to do things for people, knows how to love people, to have a different thought process, you know? This is all about love. Now, we're taking it to the next level so that because the topic of the day is how to stop the madness, that's one way to begin, okay? Learn how to love each other, okay? Most of the problems that we have is because we don't know what love is. That's number one. So we don't know how to treat each other, okay? It's physical and it's mental. Mental takes us into the spiritual aspect of it. Follow what I'm saying? Now, what are we doing spiritually to affect the planet? Because everything that you do on a spiritual level not only affects you, but affects the entire planet. All right? if you know, that comes from you knowing who you are too, and that's where we're going to go most of the topics in reference to stopping the madness. That's the topic, stopping the madness. How do we stop the madness? Okay, when you look in the mirror, you are of a certain color. You have a color, whether it's black, brown, red, yellow, or white. All right? This is your tribal reference. Every white person is from your tribe. All I'm saying, every yellow person is from your tribe. Every red person is from your tribe. If you look in the mirror and you're red, like Malcolm X, he's calling them red. They're from your tribe. Every brown person is from your tribe. Every black person is from your tribe. You look in the mirror and you got that jet black skin. Everybody that's got that jet black skin is from your tribe. Okay? Don't matter whether it's biological or whatever. Don't make no difference. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is that you have a tribal family out there. Okay? When I say tribal family, if you associate it with your tribe and lock into your tribe, okay, then from your tribal situation, you create economics, okay? You can buy from each other, work with each other. Now, here's the thing. In every tribe, all right, in every biological tribe, all five tribes are present. Okay, I don't care who your mother is, go back to your grandmother, great-grandmother, you have black, brown, red, yellow, and white people in your biological situation, okay? You have a biological tribe, and you have tribal people that's not biological, but when you stop and think about it, if we're all coming from one ancestor, so they say, but we're not. We'll get into that one day, too. That means you're all connected. See, here's the whole thing. This is why I like the Bible. Now that I know how to read it, all I'm saying, because I've read it from cover to cover, I didn't have a clue what it's talking about in there. And so we're going to start with a word, okay? Remember, it talks about the word. Always, first thing, he was the word, and the word was him. Follow me, sir? Well, let's start with the word occult. All right? Now, the definition that they're given of occult, we have to address that. That's part of the problem, okay? The definitions that they're putting on these words. And we're going to change that. This is coming from Tyrannical Scriptures, okay? Now, in Tyrannical Scriptures, the word occult means stories. Think about it for a minute. All right? Are we going to learn how to stop the madness? This is what I'm talking about, how to stop the madness, okay? In order to stop the madness, you have to have understanding. That's our problem. Our understanding is strode off. We think that one tribe, which is the whether you're black, brown, red, yellow, white, have to dominate the other tribe, all right? Now, I have been saying that each tribe has had 2,000 years to rule, okay? It takes almost 1,000 years to grow into rulership, and then you come into 1,000 years where you're trying to rule and dominate the planet. So we're looking at a 10,000-year span, all right? Now, the first couple of thousand years, the carbon dating is kind of primitive. So until they're learning how to date based on subspace, right, or dark matter, as they would call it, then they would have a more accurate account of how long things were and whatever. You know, once they get away from the carbon dating system, it's a little primitive, but they're working on it, you know, knowing who they are, they're working on it. But what I'm saying is that each tribe have had a couple thousand years to rule, all right? Each tribe has did a pretty terrible job because they're not learning from what the last tribe did. Racism, sexism, all this is coming from each tribe, you know? Now, the black tribe had it, the brown tribe had it, the yellow tribe had it, the red tribe had it, or the red tribe, then the yellow tribe, and the white tribe is currently are in that position now, you know, and they're not doing a good job either. So none of the tribes have done a good job, okay? Now, the best way to begin to stop the madness, right, is for all five tribes to work together. You don't need to dominate each other. You know where I'm coming from? I'm in the United States, and the white tribe has been, have their foot on people's neck for a minute. It wasn't President Hanson and them when they set the system up. The system was designed so that people would be able to have some kind of control over the people who fought their way to be in power, okay, or that we're given them power to do things for us, right? Now, when they first set it up, you have people from the white tribe that didn't want to work with nobody, didn't want to work with black or no other tribe but the white tribe, and they only wanted to, and they didn't even want to work with women. They felt like the women should have no power either. So after President Hanson and them set everything up, everything was beginning to grow. They set up the Constitution, Bill of Rights, not George Washington and them. Not a lot of it pushing out there. Once they set everything up, George Washington and them stole everything. You know, they did a military coup, took over the country, started a war with England, you know, fought for 33 years and lost. Now, after that, the reap what you sow culture was beginning to take shape, was beginning to take control. Our President Hanson and them knew that the dog-eat-dog culture is satanic. And the dog-eat-dog culture is satanic. Military operations, military leadership, all that, that's satanic, okay? Okay, and if those cultures are left unchecked, we're constantly at war, constantly fighting, constantly killing one another. They'll find a way to make one group the chosen group and all of this kind of madness. That's madness. Nobody chosen by anybody. You understand what I'm saying? You have to have understanding, and that's the problem, okay? So we're going to the word occult. Occult is stories. This is why we have so many Christian groups, so many Muslim groups, so many this group, so many of that group, because of the stories. And whoever tells the story the best way you like it, that's the group you're going to follow, okay? A cult, being in a cult is not evil unless the story that's in is evil. And listen to the KKK. The story that they're teaching is evil. All right, it's a bad story. All right, listen to what the Black Panthers are coming off at. That story has become evil or satanic in nature. You follow what I'm saying? When two groups are at each other based on the color of the group, something's wrong with that picture. But you have to understand, we were all together on Mars. Now I'm going here with this. All right. We were all together on Mars. All five tribes was working together. Mars was a beautiful hookup. You know what I'm saying? What happened is each tribe, all right, wanted to suppress the other tribe. So then knowing who they are, knowing that they were gods, they were designers, each tribe began to design weapons to protect themselves from the other tribes, all right? That's the madness when you think your tribe is special and your tribe is chosen and God said that we do this and God said that we do that. This is what the madness that they've been teaching out there. We have to stop the madness. I'm just telling you straight like it is. This is why I deal with the Bible. Now that I know how to read it, it says that you are all God. That's what it says. All right. Now, according to the teachings of Moses, Moses and them had some extraterrestrial help. E.T. is here. E.T.'s been here all the time. Ain't been nowhere. You know what I mean? And the problem with the teachings coming from E.T. is the dog-eat-dog culture. That's what they're pushing, dog-eat-dog culture. And the read-what-you-sow culture is put on the side. The read-what-you-sow culture has to be in a position to control the dog-eat-dog culture. Think about it for a minute. President Hanson set it up so that civilians would control the military. Think about that. At no other time in history did civilians control the military, all right? The military leaders control the military. Now, when they do a military coup, that's the dog-eat-dog culture coming to the top. And we cannot have the military running government. That's not the best situation. That promotes the madness because the military is dictatorial. We don't want dictators running around doing things unchecked. That these dictators we have to have the way to put a check and balance on these dictators who are functioning under the dog-eat-dog culture. Now, the reason why the Constitution was set up the way it was set up was because in this country, it's the dog-eat-dog culture that the politicians are running under. You have to fight for that position, okay? Strategize, fight, you have competition, enemies, all this hiccup. But to become senator, congressman, or president and all that stuff. So they're coming with the dog-eat-dog mindset. Now, these people have to put checks and balances on them. The Constitution of the United States was set up to check the people who we put in position to run government, okay? And what they have to understand is that the people are actually the government. So we put them in place to get things done for the people, because that who actually is the government. And another thing you have to do, you have to stop thinking of government as something separate from you, because the government is you. You are the doggone government. Now, the system is set up so that each person that comes in the power have a chance to do things for the people. All right, it's all about the people. Okay, they have a chance to do things for the people. So now, if they don't do right for the people, we have the option to vote them out, kick them out of office. Now, the lying, conniving, stealing, cheating people that work their way into office. Okay, once you recognize who they are and what they are, kick them to the curb. The United States as a democratic society has to stay. We have to push the United States in the right direction. All right. Well, I should say United States of America. Well, both of them, United States and the United States of America. We have to push them both in the right direction. All right. After the Civil War, when they lost the physical fight, I'm talking about the people who want the dog-eat-dog culture to be dominant, who want to make slaves out of people. We got economic slavery going on right now. They realized since they lost the war, right, they wanted to make sure that the reap-what-you-sow culture, that's what they're afraid of. If the reap-what-you-sow culture become dominant all over the planet, this planet would turn into a paradise. And you won't have one person sitting up there living like the Queen of Sheba and everybody else sleeping on the street. If the reap-what-you-sow culture becomes dominant, that begins to change. There will be no homeless. There will be no hungry. There will be no man's inhumanity to man. Nowhere on the planet, all that would cease to exist, because the reap-what-you-sow culture, okay, is supposed to be the dominant culture of the planet. Listen, they're teaching you wrong about cultures. Your culture is not how you dance and jump and when you sing on Sunday and all. That's not your culture. That's not the culture of the people. Those things are given to you to distract you by the 1% who's running, who's in charge of what's going on, to keep you distracted from what they're doing. All right? You got, just to give you an example, you got people out there. Well, it's been half around an hour. I won't be able to do the full commercial. I'm just going to give a couple shout-outs, okay? It's halfway through. So I'd like to give a shout-out to, let me do me first, okay? We have a website, Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. That's who we are, talking about love. We want the five tribes to come together and work together as one. This is what we want to happen. This is our goal. We're pushing because we want to stop the madness. No tribe should be trying to dominate another tribe, okay? Now, I have a CD on the market, Jesus is Coming, Now My One Jesus is Coming. It's on YouTube. You can go and listen to it. Also, you can get copies. It will be, the CD is everywhere. It's on Amazon, you name it, it's out there. Walmart, you can go to any one of those places and buy the CD and purchase the CD, okay? 911, Jesus, and Birth, Jesus Coming, by Elohim Christ. That's what I go by, Elohim Christ. That's my stage name, okay? So the CD is out there. You want to help us out, go buy the CD, you know. Or if you want, if you do have a business or something, you want to advertise with on the channel, that's fine. We won't charge you. We don't charge people to promote themselves. You follow what I'm saying? Now, we also have a GoFundMe page, the Learning Power Tribe Society of Red. You can go drop some money in the GoFundMe page if you want. That's out there. We're beginning to change things around. We're beginning to make access. A YouTube channel will be set up soon. We're going to release a CD, two CDs. One is the music, our meditation music, to open up the pineal gland and the pituitary gland so that you can get more energy up through your kundalini. Those of you who are studying know what I'm talking about. Those who don't know what I'm talking about, go do some research, okay? Okay? Now, we're also have some other things on the market. There will be a book on the market, the Tyrannical Scriptures, A Crisis Come. That book will be on the market. Tyrannical Scriptures, Complete Volume, that book will not be on the market. That book is not for sale. That book is given to those who are conscious enough to, to join on and try to help us do this work of getting our five tribes to work together. Okay, give a shout out to Taylor Path Learning Academy out of Philadelphia. Like I'm saying, I don't have the commercial set up, so I'm just going to give some shout out. Give a shout out to Safemore Electronics. That's an electronic company. You can look them up. They're out there. I give a shout out to Kamicha 11. She changed the name to Divine Conscious. Okay, so you can find her out there. She's got a nice little CD on the market. she's doing a little singing now. I'd like to give a shout out to Nikki Love. Okay, Mandinkra. Okay, give a shout out to her. She's on YouTube. You can find her. She's out there. These people are out there trying to do something, trying to promote themselves. I don't have a commercial set up, so I'm just giving them a shout out. Maybe shout out to Dr. Paul, okay? He's a naturopathic doctor, and a shout out to Dr. Bill. They're both naturopathic doctors, so I just want to give them a shout out because they're out there working, trying to get things done. I'd also like to give a shout out to our very intelligent brother, Brother Will I Am, okay? You look for him, he's out there too. You can check him out. These are people that I think you should look up a little bit, you know? Also, I'm just going to give out a few shout-outs while I'm at it, okay? I like Dr. Umar Johnson. He's a child psychiatrist, you know. You want to look him up. Some people, they done vilified him. Anybody trying to do something, they're being vilified. In fact, they're vilifying all the black so-called leaders out there right now. Brother Polite is under attack. The young Pharaoh is under attack. And they're attacking everybody. Brother Sunnet is under attack, you know. I mean, they're attacking anybody that's trying to bring you the word is under attack, okay? So I'm just saying, they're coming out to Roland Martin as well. They're coming out to everybody. Anybody that's trying to bring you some kind of information, come under that. It's like with Democracy Now, you know what I mean? At first, she was giving out some really good news. They shut her down, threatened to lock her up. So she's back on point now, trying to give us some stuff, Democracy Now. So we're getting a little bit of news from her. But so I'm just giving some shout-outs right now. I'm not really doing a full commercial with address and names and all that. But those people are on the airways. You can look them up. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to the UAIA, OK? okay? That's another organization. Brother Dinky's out there, and he's making flags and stuff like that there. I'm going to give a shout-out to him. I kind of miss him. He's back from Africa, live and in living color, so that's good, you know? So there's those that are the shout-outs that I want to give out for today. I'll have a full commercial. Sounds like everything is set up. This is, last year was a pretty rough year for your brother, but we made it through another one, and I want to say, give a shout out to everybody on this side of the bird right now that you've made it through another one. In fact, I just buried my nephew Friday, right? He didn't make it through to the next year. So count your blessings. You're on this side of the dirt. Remember, my motto, if you're on this side of the dirt, you can fix it, okay? All right. So now, here we go. I will be starting to text people again as far as the shows are concerned, because I'm hitting and missing on the shows. I'm not here every day. So I'll be sending out texts to let you know when I'm on, when I'm not on there, okay? Okay, now, back to the topic for today. How do we stop the madness? And this is what we're talking about. It's crazy out there. Also, I would like to know if you have a comment or something you want to say, just press one on your mic. My blog talk got the system working pretty good. I had no trouble with my blog talk system. Blog talk's doing pretty, pretty good out there. So just press one on your dial. That'll let me know that you have your hand up and then you have something to say. And those who are on the line, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. This is 2022, you're moving right along. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now the topic is, how do we stop the madness? Now, we went through the first part of it, is that we have to get understanding. And right now, with the way they're teaching and pushing things at us, we don't really understand too much of nothing. You know, I mean, it took me a while to get the proper understanding on the Bible. I read it 3 or 4 times, cover to cover. And it's just not too long ago that I really began to understand the Darbon book. I didn't have no respect for King James because of the misinformation they were giving on about him. You know, I didn't know the man spoke 8 languages and that he was a very, very, very special guy. I didn't know that. This black guy, you know, they rose a cheek white boy on his King James, but that's not him. See, I'm talking about the misinformation. King James was a black man. His mother was black. His father was black. I mean, this guy ruled Ireland and England. He was amazing. And he knew what was coming. And the way he set up the King James Version, right, book by book, he laid it out so that we could come back to power. Once we understood the code of the book and how to read the book, most of us, we're not reading the book too much. Plus, we put it down on the slide like up there, you know. And you see that book that Biden had when he swore in for president? I would love to get my hands on that book for a few minutes, you know. So I'm just saying, it's all about our understanding. We have to get understanding. Now, the key word that we're dealing with today is occult. The definition that they're giving you for a cult leads to misunderstanding. We think that a cult is something secretive, something bad. No, that's not what a cult is. Once you get a better understanding of what a cult is, then you'll be able to see why we have so many different religious groups all over the place out here, okay? A cult is the stories. That's what an occult is. You'll be in a culprit every day on TV or radio, everything. It's the stories they're giving you. That's the occult. The Christian, they have a story that they're telling you. The Muslims, they have a story that they're telling you. Buddhists, they have a story that they're telling you. Hare Krishna, there's a story that comes with that. You follow what I'm saying? Based on the stories, whatever story you like, that's the group that you're following. Think about it for a minute. You're following them because of the story. Who don't like the story of Jesus? Oh, my goodness. Who don't like the story of Moses? I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying? Who don't like the story of Muhammad? What a story. And these stories is what attracting you to the group. That's what the occult is. The occult is the story. All right? When you go on with... Television is successful. Why? Because of the stories. Think about this for a second. We watched Star Trek. Star Trek first came out. Oh, man, Star Trek was the shot. Everybody was watching Star Trek. It was the story about people being in space. They had all five tribes there. Think about it. Everybody was represented, okay? That's one of the reasons why it took so much. Everybody with all tribes was represented. They all out in space, saving the world. I mean, they're doing everything. But think about it. Captain Kirk, Will Shatner, went to space for the first time, I think it was last month or month before, went to space for the first time in his life. Now, because of the stories, he's been all over to Andromeda. He's been out there with the Klingons and the Romulans. And I mean, he's been fighting and saving the planets. But he's never been to space, not one time in his life. They were all stories. We get caught up in the stories. You got people dressing up like Spock, and, you know, they had their little fan clubs and all that stuff. Where it's, that's the occult. That's what's pushing people in different directions. It's the stories, okay? You will have to learn how to separate the stories from reality. Hello? All those Star Trek stories, they're not real. It's not real. But it did something for the imagination, okay? That's what the occult is. When you go into the Bible, it's stories that they're telling. What are we getting from these stories? We go into the Quran. There's stories that they're telling. That's why you become Muslim. That's why you become Christian. That's why you become a Buddhist. That's why you're joining these particular faiths. The stories. That's what the occult is. And occult is not evil, you know what I'm saying? Unless the story is evil. What story are the Klan people listening to make them feel as though they can't work with black people? We're supposed to be their slaves. They're supposed to leave. Think about this for a minute. I Google, because on the news, white folks don't commit no crimes on the news. You look at the news, there's no white-on-white killing, no nothing. So I Google white-on-white crime. And it came out that the white-on-white killing is at an epidemic proportion. This is what it said. And when I Googled it, you're not getting this on the news. Because we're under critical race teachings. We'll get a little bit into that before the show is over. But white-on-white crime is at an all-time high. You follow what I'm saying? Now, this is what they said. If white-on-white people don't start killing each other, they're not going to hire nobody to lead. Think about that statement. They think that they're supposed to lead everybody. This is the thought process. This is what they understand, coming from the stories. All right, right now, well, they expected Donald Trump to win, okay, the people with money, but he lost. And all of the news stories and stuff that they were developing was based on Donald Trump being president. If you look at the stories now, all of the people that are in charge or leading, they either got blonde hair or blue eyes. Why? What are they pushing? Why are they pushing it towards the people as if their tribe, the white tribe, is the most is most fit to lead? This is what they're doing. This is where the madness is coming from. It's coming through the stories that they're putting on TV. Okay. We're setting up the website, Elohim Five Tribes, Society of Love. And somebody asked, now, what do we do about sexuality? I'm trying to say there's no such thing as sexuality. They put that up there to make money. These are the kind of things that they're doing to keep you from getting a proper understanding. When you're born with everything you need to be a god, which is a designer. Think about it. You are a designer. That's what you are. That's what God is. God designs stuff. When the 1% needs something, they don't get on their knees and pray for it. They call up the architects. They call up the engineers. They call up the scientists. They pay them to build what they need. So they call the designers in to build what they want. You know what I'm saying? Because the 1%, trust me, they know who they are and they know who you are. That's what the misinformation is all about. That's what the madness is all about. They don't want you to get the proper understanding of who and what you are. Think about that for a second. Okay? We're dealing with the word occult. This is stories that they're running at you, okay? The whole story about George Washington, that's all a lie. And George Washington didn't write the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, but they're running that story to promote race, to promote their little, the racist culture, you know, a critical race teaching. That's what they're teaching. That's all I'm saying. You're hearing this from me because the children, they figured this thing out. Malcolm X and all of them, they went through all that through the teachings of all of them, Muhammad, Marcus Garvey and all that. We brought those teachings in, but we didn't call it critical race teaching. We were just saying that, hey, how come angel suit cake gotta be white? How come double suit cake gotta be dark? And when something happened, oh, he having a dark day, he having a black day. This is critical race teaching. Everything bad gotta be dark. Oh, he having the dark thoughts and stuff like that there. They're going to come from. But for black people, everything evil that's coming at them has been white. You know what I'm saying? If you're having a white day, you're in trouble. White folks are kicking your butt out there. We've been through that. It's all about your understanding, and it's about the stories. Think about the stories that you're listening to. Okay, let me throw this at you right quick. The story of Jesus. Immaculate Conception. That story has been around a thousand years before Jesus was even born. You follow what I'm saying? So did he really do all that, or did they give him that story to hide up a crime? I ain't going to talk about the crime just yet, but we'll get into that as time goes on. I'm going to drop some stuff on you that you never heard before. You say, oh, wait a minute, you got to be joking, brother. You know? Yes, there was a Yahshua ben Bandera. You can look him up. They had a been there are temples and everything in Kemet. He come from a prominent family. I'm doing some research on Mary's cousin, the one that Mary talked to. You follow what I'm saying? the truth is out there, but you have to go beyond the stories. The stories are just stories, okay? Stories to excite the mind. If we're going to stop the madness, we have to know what's going on. We have to get some understanding, all right? The story of our Prophet Muhammad in the cave, that story has been around a couple thousand years before Prophet Muhammad was even born, okay? Somebody else had the cave story. A couple of people had the cave story. A couple of people had the American Conception story, okay? Some people say it started with Heru. ISIS, but it didn't. It goes back before even that. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? That's how they're getting you. They're getting you through the story, all right? That's where the madness begins. The madness begins with the stories, all right? So you have to go from the stories into the real truth. Each tribe, black, brown, red, yellow, white, have had a chance to rule the planet. Blacks ruled the planet first. We didn't do a good job. The Browns ruled the planet first. They didn't do a good job. Yellow came along. Or the red man came along. He didn't do a good job. Yellow man didn't do a good job. Now the whites is turned. They're in the position to seem like they're running the planet. You know what I mean? They're in control of quite a bit of the planet, but they're not doing a good job. The killing and the murder and the death, the mayhem that's been caused under their rule, they're not doing a good job. The only way we can come out of this thing and turn this planet, which is a paradise, into the paradise that it's supposed to be, is for all five tribes to work together. This is our work. This is what we're pushing. This is what tyrannicalism is all about. Pushing the five tribes together so that we can work together, so that one tribe won't be trying to dominate another. When I mentioned King James, remember, he was the king of Ireland and the king of England, okay? This was a black guy because we ruled, blacks ruled, well, actually, it was brown. The brown tribe was ruling during that time. You follow what I'm saying? The Brown tribe was ruling during that trial, okay? And the madness that was going on when they were ruling, it's the same as the madness that's going on right now. You follow what I'm saying? It took the Europeans 800 years to get out from under black rule. We'll get out from melanated rule, because it wasn't always the black tribe in control. Okay, you had brown, yellow, all of them was in control. You're going through China and all that stuff. You know what I mean, with the Almecs and everybody. You know what I mean. Each tribe had their chance to rule, and they screwed the pooch. They didn't do a good job. All right, white tribe is ruling right now. They're not doing a good job. Now President Biden is trying to push the country in the right direction. You got Donald Trump trying to push us in the wrong direction. You have two cultures. We want you to get understanding. You have two cultures, all right? Dog-eat-dog culture, which is satanic because it's dictatorial. And you have to reap what you sow culture, okay? Which is not satanic because the people have control over what's going on. Okay, maybe I shouldn't use the word satana because there's a lot of things that go with that word that shouldn't be with that word. You know what I'm saying? Evil is man's inhumanity to man. That's what evil is. And when the dog-eat-dog culture is in control, more and more evil comes about. In man's inhumanity to man. That's what I'm talking about. That's the military structure. That military is unchecked. It's like they pulled a military coup in a couple of countries, and they're shooting and killing anybody to disagree with them. All right, you disagree with them, they wipe you out. In a dictatorial country, anybody disagree with the dictator, oh, you in trouble. And the problem with the dictatorial country is the only way you get them out, you got to kill them. It's got to be bloodshed and violence. They just won't leave, you know. We learned the lessons from the Europeans on the First World War, when I forget which family ruled for 300 years. They got tired of that family. What did they do? They killed the whole family, men, women, children, everybody. If you go back into Chinese history, the Japanese history, when something went on, they killed the whole family. So this is that dictatorial, that king and queen crap, you know? Calling it crap because that's what it is. Can't nobody rule but their family. Only their family can rule. We got a king and queen situation set up in Britain. Now, if you hear me talk like this, if I was in Britain, they'd lock me up. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Oh, don't you talk about the queen. No matter what she do, don't you say nothing about her. You follow what I'm saying? Well, she's learned. She's smart. That woman is smart. She's smart. One of the most powerful people on the planet. Female. Under the king and queen system, which is that's basically the doggy dog rulership. That's what's going on. You know, at one time it was said that the sun, this is what they say, the sun never set on the British Empire. They were conquering, they were killing, murdering, taking over everybody's stuff. You follow what I'm saying? That practice is still going on today, but the people are beginning to wake up to what's going on. And I don't care who they are or what you are, you have to have control over the people if you're going to run a government. Whether the people thinking that the government is something other than them, that's the first start to bringing the madness. Okay? In order to stop the madness, you have to realize that you are the government, not the people that you pick to run government. The Constitution was designed to put them in check, because in order to become senators and congressmen, they go through the dog-eat-dog cycle because they have to fight to get to those positions. They have to challenge people there's so much going on that they have to do in order to plan and fight their way to get that, because they have to put the enemies up. And, oh, man. And they're going through the dog-eat-dog mindset to become a senator or congressman. And President Hansen and them knew that. So when the five tribes, when the Continental Congress set up, all five tribes was present. Even the so-called white tribes that Britain kicked out and sent them all here. They were all present to set this thing up. You follow what I'm saying? And if you look at what's going on in the street, every time there's a problem, when they're trying to push the people back into the madness, all right, is the protest. All five tribes are there. Look at the pictures. Look at the video. All five tribes are there trying to make this thing better. You know what I'm saying? We only got about 5 minutes. I'm going to clear up something that I said. I mentioned when they talk about sexuality, there's no such thing. A child is born with everything it needs, okay? And if you, let's say you got a little baby in your arms, it's your little baby just born. You're sitting there rocking her, right? Ask yourself, right? People call me when I'm on the radio. It's unbelievable. You have to ask yourself, right? The child is a female. What is the child's sexuality? Child don't have no sexuality, okay? These are the stories that they're putting out so that they can sell magazines and books and make other stories to make money off the stories, okay? There's no such thing as sexuality, okay? As a designer, you design the body part, male body parts, they fit the female body parts. And once that happened, we survive. Babies are born, okay? That's what's going on. It's called procreating. That's that's what it is. You're procreating, all right? You shouldn't be calling it having sex. You're procreating. That's what you're doing. That's what it was designed for. It was designed so that you can procreate. That's what's happening. That's what's going on. There's no such thing as sexuality. Sexuality is brought about by the media and the stories that they're hitting your children with. You follow what I'm saying? I just wanted to get into that just for a minute. There's more about the whole thing, homosexuality and all that stuff. We'll get into that another time. We only got about 3 minutes left. We only got 2 minutes. Oh, we got about 2 minutes left. Yeah. So, but still, I want to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. Let me know that I'm not here by myself. And I've been hitting and missing on the air, so I will be texting. I will be sending out texts. But my phone is acting crazy. I don't know if Big Brother's Big Brother's having problems with the because I'm still on 4G. Big Brother's trying to bring in 5G, so everybody's having trouble with their little 4G system because they want you to immediately go to 5G. 5G works so good. 4G, I'm having trouble. And the trouble that they're setting up this problem purposely. You know, I had to buy new computers because my laptop won't charge. We bought a new battery, still won't charge. You know what I mean? The whole thing is crazy. But they're trying to get paid. They're trying to make money. And well, before I go off the air, let me do an assertion here. We've got about a minute or something. I walked the path of divine energy today, and everything that I put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. I say assertion because we don't pray because we know who we are. We know that the universe works for us. And if we put our mind into something that we want done through action and reaction, the universe will make it happen. It will start putting things in process to make it happen. They're calling it prayer because they want you focused on this one. They want you focused on this one God concept. As we know, like the Bible, because the Bible tells us who we are. We are all gods. That's what the book says. Those of you who don't question it, Psalm 82:6, go look it up. If I don't say that means we're designers, okay? Now, the God that they're referring to at this one God whole thing, they're talking about the universe itself. They're talking about the universe itself, where everything is designed to work for you. The planets work for you. Everything works for you. You follow what I'm saying? The solar system is set up to work for you. Okay? Well, we're basically out of time here. Like I said, thank you very much for chiming in. Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. Go to the site, look it up. Now, if you are into computers, give me a call, 215-758-1703. We need computer programmers because we need help with computer stuff, you know, because I can fix computers, but as far as the software is concerned, I'm lacking in the software ability. So we need people who know how to do software. So just give me a call anytime, day or night, it don't matter. All right? So with that, your brother Elohim's going to sign off, and we'll be checking back with you. I'll be sending out the text as to when I'm going to be on the air, okay? Much love. Remember, love is an act that makes others feel good, okay?